Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE,
855-732-5563. It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And seriously, you only can be part of the solution if you get informed. You only can be part of the solution if you have a clue as to what's going on. And it's easy to do. It ain't that hard, believe me. Right? You find the right people. You find the people that have the information that you can work with. Oh, come on. Really? I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, all we ever hear about is the immigrants that are coming over here from the Rio Grande, from the southern border, sneaking in, doing all kinds of stuff. But there are people that do love this country. that do want to deal with it differently. And when you look at why they love this country, matter of fact, the ones, I told you this story a million times, when I was doing segments on CNN years ago, what I would do is they would send out, yes, that's right, they would send a limo for me, and the limo was an Iranian girl. She reminds me, though, it's Iranian. And she would come in. Finally, she kind of started opening up and talking a little bit, and I was talking with her, and I said, so how long have you been working for the company? And she kind of giggled. And she said, well, actually, I own the company. I have 11 limos. I said, wow, that's pretty cool. She said, yeah, she had moved here. I barely remember the story, but basically she moved from Iran to Germany. And, you know, her dad felt that they were much more freer in Germany. And then what happened was when she decided that she wanted to move and there were things that she wanted to do, she had to get government approval for certain things. And she was not happy with that. She didn't like that. So she got an education in England, then she came here, and she went to school here. So she got a business degree, she got a real estate license, she got the limo. I mean, all of a sudden, and she's making decent money. She's selling property, she's got the limo business. But she said it back then. I'm going back 6 years ago, 5 years ago. And she said it back then. She would say to me, I don't understand you people. It's a great country. I couldn't have done this anywhere else. And all you people want to do is put this country down. And she was talking about us, Americans, people that were born here, that want to trash the country. And she said, I couldn't have done this anywhere else. I couldn't have been this successful anywhere else. There would have been all kinds of stuff in my way because I'm a woman. So there are so many immigrants, and I'm going to try to grab a couple. I've got a few lined up, maybe once a week, once every other week. And we'll bring them on and we'll discuss their trip here, how they came here, why they came here. Yeah, that's probably a bigger story. And what this country, I mean, for all intents and purposes, what this country has done for them. And we'll do the first thing right after the break. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, I hate to say it this way, but I mean, technically at this point, we're in a de facto state of war with the deep state. They want things the way they were. They want, you know, what's really funny, there were no Republicans and Democrats to speak of, you know, a few real ones. But when you look at what's going on now, you look at what's happening. Right?
Travel. Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly and honestly be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed. Once you get informed, then you engage, run off at the mouth, and make sure you have a clue to what you're talking about so the rest of us don't look like idiots. Seriously. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Just welcome her aboard. Always appreciate her time with me. Sony Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Smile. It could be worse, you know.
Oh, you're just going to bring me right in. You don't give me a chance. Right.
No, I gave you a chance. I said, and I'm going to. And then at that point,
and
spit the potato chip out of your mouth and take it from there. Hey, you grew up. Oh, you grew up in California. Never mind. This doesn't count then. I have this thing where I love black licorice. Okay.
Oh.
here we go. See, you're a California girl, right? That explains it. There you go.
No, I'm a person that has taste.
Don't.
Oh, when someone says... No, my grandson and I were talking about black licorice this week, and but he's a California boy, but he was like, ugh.
Yeah, you guys are terrible. I mean, we grew up with it. We had it all over the place on the East Coast. I love black licorice. So every once in a while, I can find it. It's not easy to find here. So I find it, and my granddaughter's looking at me like, what do you do? That's disgusting. I go, really? And gummy bears aren't? Yeah, okay.
But, whatever. Oh, I think gummy bears are totally disgusting. But black licorice is the flavor of...
Don't tell
of
me.
Real...
It's a sign of slavery. No, I know what it is. No, I eat black licorice to prove that I'm a white supremacist or something. I don't know.
Yes, yes. You have control over... You're going to destroy the black licorice. No, that is... If you get licorice or aniseed... I have to go into my...
Anisette, right?
Is that what it is? I don't know.
It tastes like licorice. You're right. It tastes like booze. You're right.
Black licorice is what it's supposed to taste like. That red stuff is something that was invented, but it's so delicious. I wouldn't go near black licorice. It's just... I could have a bite of it, but I don't want to sit there and eat a whole licorice stick.
I'll eat 5 or 6 or 7 of those black vines.
Well, I know
I love them.
You for Christmas.
I want a big hunk of one that I can take chunks out of. You know, when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's going to be a sound bite. That's going to be a sound bite.
Thank you. Okay. Hey, Lisa Marie Presley died this week. What's your thoughts on that one? You don't have any. I can see it.
You say it so joyously.
Okay, hold on. Lisa Marie Presley died this week.
Well, okay, but you know what? Okay. I think you can be neutral. Okay, here's where I am. You asked me my feelings about it. I don't know anything about the woman. My mother had us convinced that Elvis was the Antichrist because he stole food from black people. So I was never really a fan. But I did get, he was an amazingly good looking man. That's the only thing. So I was never a fan, but, I think that this woman, you're asking me the honest question, I'm going to give you the honest answer. I think that this woman has gone through a lot of trauma. Her father was the king. Her father died a tragic, crazy death. She probably wasn't, I don't know, but wasn't a huge part of his life. So she was raised in this unreal environment.
She looks exactly like him.
Exactly like him. If you can imagine Elvis as a chick, so that's got to be weird. She loses her son to suicide. What I've heard is that she's been on drugs a big part of her life.
Was that son the one that she had with Michael Jackson when he was
white? Didn't follow any... Okay, and there's another problem. She was... there's another... But she was married to Michael Jackson, which doesn't make her judgment all that great, and there's probably some really freaky-deaky stuff that was going on that she couldn't speak about. This woman has had a pretty tragic life. So the fact that she died... is kind of like questionable and sad, and I don't want to hear anybody at 54 dying, and who knows if she had the jab or not, because every single day we're hearing about young, vibrant people dying. So
yeah,
is
it's funny. No, it's funny you should say that, because I did a story on that last night, and talking about, you know, as of late, you've got 1,600. Athletes and very young people across the globe that we've heard about, you know, dying all of a sudden, and everyone from heart issues. And I think, from what I've read so far, every one of them had the vaccine and had the booster shot. So one had.
Well, I don't know where you've gotten that information, because I keep reading and reading and reading to find out if they had the jab, but.
Well, and now the CDC is now coming forward and saying, you know, we're going to, we've identified that some possible safety concerns for people receiving the COVID vaccine. So.
Right, but all of these athletes, I'm like, if I were an athlete, I would switch from the long jump to the chess team. There is just no, this ain't good.
No, I agree with you. I mean, and again, I think, look, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't even play one on TV, but, you know, you look at what's going on and you have to say to yourself, it's happening to young, vibrant, active people. Maybe there's something in that vaccine that, you know, when somebody is active and your heart's pumping away and you're moving that blood through your system, you know, it's causing it to clot. It's causing clots and such.
Who knows? You know, that's what we're thinking, but I can trust you that my leftist relatives, A, they don't even have this information, and B, they would never put those two things
together. No, they look at you and say, well, what do you mean people are dying? What do you mean they'll be dying?
Right. They have no clue, but people like us who wake up every day and they see these. Now, are they posting these every day because they are fodder for, you know, anti-vaxxers? I don't know. How many athletes died before the vax per year?
That's a good, you know, that's a great question and an honest question. I have no idea.
You know? I want to compare before I start jumping there, but I do know that they're posting more and more. So, you know, there's always that question is, you know, about
at one point does the pride and the evilness or something come forward and go, look, we're killing young people. We need to stop. I mean, the CDC is hinting at the fact that they now have to look into this because they don't know what's going on. Germany and Italy talked about this almost a year ago. And we got to go for a stupid commercial break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, people. Don't leave.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A resident of Selma, Alabama, recalling the surreal moments of surviving a direct hit from a deadly tornado. Amber Johnson had taken cover with her baby in a bathtub inside their home.
I guess we were thrown out of it, and that's really a blessing because I don't know if we would have been able to stand up in that.
At least 9 are dead in the wake of the severe weather outbreak across the South. The White House says raising the federal debt ceiling should not be a political football.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre called on lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to work together to raise the debt ceiling without conditions.
This is not political gamesmanship, and this should be done without conditions.
Her remarks came as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the U.S. is projected to reach its roughly $31.4 trillion borrowing limit in less than a week. I'm Dave Collins.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Let's see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You have to be. Now, once you get informed and you become part of the solution, that's actually a good thing. Okay, because we need more of you paying attention, more of you, opening your eyes to understand. Right? Otherwise, you know what? Just hand it to them. Hand them the keys and walk away. I used to joke about this when you go to Vegas. People who go to Vegas all the time, right? They go to Vegas. Don't go play the games. Just hand your money to the cashier and get it over with. You will save so much time, and you will have so much more fun, watching the shows. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And so you've been to Vegas. You know what that's like. It's kind of like, you know what? Don't sit at the table, get drunk, get a hangover, and then give your money to the cashier when you get there.
I don't mind the drunken hangover part.
Oh, gee, what does that say? All right.
I work too hard for my money to give it away, and I happen to know how the slot machine, how Vegas works, and it's not in my behalf. There are people who do win, but it likely...
Wait a minute. You mean that you're not going to sell your propaganda here. You mean they don't put those machines in so that they can pay, poor people
benefit.
Money?
Right?
No?
Yeah, people who do it. Listen, the California lottery is up like billions right now. My daughter plays it and has a little faith in it, so I called her and said, look, this is where it is. You do it. But me... I would never. I just don't throw away hard-earned money. I'm too cheap that way. So
yeah, I don't. I'm one of those guys. I was watching people at the gas station the other day and a few other places. Right, they're out the door, around the corner, and I'm thinking to myself now. This is a minor observation. I go by the gas station all the time. Right, there's a lottery every week. I guess it's only 10, 20 million bucks. I guess that's not enough to stand in line for. You don't stand in line until it gets close to a billion, right?
I wouldn't.
I mean, think about it.
But they're always the person in front of you that's going, I want the quick pick, I want the three on the orange, or the three on stuff. I don't even understand, but you're taking, I just want some.
How do they know the names of all this stuff, right?
They know it. They know it. They know. Listen, I go to, every once in a while, I will go to I wouldn't call it a fast food restaurant where I go, but let's just say I went to, I don't know, a Chick-fil-A, okay? I don't go there enough to know exactly what I want. So I gotta like read the menu and I go, what's that in there? And what's the, how many calories is that? And I take, but the people who go there often, they go, I want this. And it's the same way with a lottery. They know exactly what they want because they play this thing all the time and God bless them. Hopefully they will win.
Well, okay. Don't you feel like you're behind somebody at Starbucks? You know, I get behind some of those.
That's right? Perfect. Yes.
I don't go to Starbucks.
I don't go
that often.
There enough to know.
Yep. But you hear those people order stuff, and my God. Yeah.
My older daughter, she's like, I want a this and that. I want 12 pumps of sugar-free this with two. I want half oat milk and half almond milk with it. I'm like, can I just get a regular black coffee?
Oh, you want to see that little barista person shut down? Do that. Walk in there and say, I just want coffee. Well, what kind of coffee? I want coffee.
I want coffee, regular drip, just dark roast, and then they go, it'll be $3 per... What?
I want coffee. I don't want stock and coffee.
Exactly.
I just want coffee.
And then they have a tip jar.
Oh, I said that the other day. I was with somebody. We were at one of these fast food joints, and I placed an order, and the girl's like 18 something. And I'm going, wait a minute. All I ordered was it was like a bagel sandwich and a bottle of water. And I looked at her and said, I don't want stock in the company. I just want a sandwich. And she's looking at me, blank stare, and my buddy goes, she has no idea what you're talking about.
No, my daughter goes almost every day. The only reason she's cut down is because she got a bad reading on her health, so she's got to cut down on sugars and stuff. But I told her, you need to buy stock in Starbucks. You don't need to go here and buy stock. Get stock, because you are buying $15 to $17 worth of crap every day.
Now,
how did we get on this subject?
It all makes me nuts, and it's like I like going to the little coffee shops on the corner, you know, the mom and pop shops. A cup of coffee's a buck and a half for a large. I can deal with that. Not the best coffee in the world, but you know what? I'd rather support them than people. You know, it's the argument you hear me have all the time. Why support people that don't support you? Why support people, that are 180 degrees, give money to organizations that you don't believe in, and yet, I don't want to give up my macchiato cocoloki with the two caramel shots of espresso beans. Yeah, I'll give it up.
Makes you feel good about yourself, but not really. It doesn't make me feel. And I've been able to.
Lots of caffeine makes me feel good about myself too. But that's a story for another day.
I'm not a big coffee drinker, but what I love. Is
really?
I don't need it. I could take it or leave it. But I taught my grandkids how to make it, so they both know how to make. I forget what the name of that thing is where you pull it down, you put the pods in, and now my other grandson knows how to make a French press.
Oh, I know. I just had one of those today. I should know what it is. The French press is the best way to go.
So I've taught my grandson how to make French press for me. And I don't halfway. I just drink that much and I leave some. But at least I taught him how to do a French press.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
What are we talking about? All right,
so let's see if I can get your blood pressure pumping. By the way.
That's a coffee thing.
Yeah, I know. That's hard to do. All right. So apparently. The Boston University has decided, God, this is hilarious, that property is racist. And
it is.
If you own property, you know, property owners were always white. And, you know, they used the property to keep the black, the slaves down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you own property, you probably have, you know, a racist undertone to you. So what if you're black, you own property?
Well, I will say two things about that. If you're white and you own property and you feel guilty, you can sign it over to me.
Oh.
And you can feel very good about yourself as soon as tomorrow. So please, I am oppressed, I am black, and the fact that you own property as a white person, if you give that to me, you can absolve yourself, assuage yourself of all of your guilt feelings, and you can feel good about yourself. You can contact me through Joe Messina's show, The Real Side Radio, and I will take your property. That's the first thing.
You know what scares me the most? They're still selling this. And people are buying this stuff, you know, as far
as... Let them buy it. If there's enough to buy it, I'm going to take it. Listen, I'm here to take it. But let me tell you an interesting story. I bought my first house, and it took me years to get my first house. I was in my 40s. And I bought a house in Los Angeles. I think it's not the West Adams District, but maybe it was called the West Adams Historical District. But I bought a fantastic house. It was built in like the 1907. Beautiful house. Hand-blown French windows. It was a gorgeous house. And I'm an architect junkie, so it was a gorgeous house. And guess what I found when I bought the house? There were papers that came along with the house that said there would be no black people, I don't know what they called them at the time, maybe coloreds, that were allowed to stay at the house.
Whoa.
Unless they worked there.
So you bought it and you couldn't stay in it. Got it.
Luckily, this was years later. But it does show you where this country has come from. And what a blessing, I thought. Where else could you do this other than America is buy a home where you were previously not even allowed to spend the night in unless you were basically a servant. And you had to leave on the weekends. There was only a certain amount of days you could stay there legally, and then you had to leave. So,
wow,
I bought this house. I bought.
All right, we gotta go for break, but wow. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously. Right? I mean, yeah. You got to get involved, and the way you get involved, the way you get informed, will dictate whether or not you're part of the solution or part of the problem. Seriously. Anyway, let me just bring her on, because I always have so much fun with her. You know, the person we were talking about, don't mention her name. I always introduced you as her.
But wait, you're not introducing me as part of the solution or the, which one? The solution or the problem?
Come on. I'm introducing you as part of the solution, my God.
Okay. All right, we can work with that.
Seriously, I met you at, what was it, the Beverly Hills, you were at the Beverly Hills Tea Party event.
Beverly Hills.
You were at it. You were the speaker, or one of the speakers.
What's interesting, and I didn't, you know what, I just...
I know, I didn't stand out. I get it. Go ahead, say it.
No, that's not what I was going to say. I didn't understand how important the Tea Party was in bringing us to where we are now. Even when I hear about, like, the McCarthy vote and all that, the through line, as we say in the writer's business, is that the Tea Party was very influential in the election, and then keeping that whole, it sort of opened the door to the MAGA movement, and with Trump coming, you know, it was just...
Do you know what I think you guys did that was more important than anything else you're not talking about? Is the fact that you showed that the average person, right? I mean, you didn't have to be a big name in politics or any of that stuff, but you showed that the average person could get off the couch, get out of their house, and be part of a bigger movement. I think that's what, I really believe that's what you did.
Oh, it really was grassroots. It really was. I don't even know why I got involved now that I'm thinking about it, because now I'm so cautious. But I get out and I went nationwide, and I was a part of the whole Tea Party, and I was a part of the whole Lois Lerner.
I was part of the Tea Party, Party, People, Party.
Party, Party, People, Party, Party. And Lois Lerner, that was that Cincinnati whole thing that Lois Lerner, you know, put people, charged people with, and I was a part of that. But I didn't know, but when the election rolled around and we smoked them in terms of the House. But I didn't know. I didn't know. I was just speaking, as liberals would say, I was just speaking my truth.
Oh, don't use that. Not my truth. I know what you mean, but, you know, what
I was speaking the truth.
You're triggering me.
I'm so sorry. I was speaking the truth, but I had no idea that it would have some sort of, now in hindsight is 2020, but I had no idea that what we were doing then would have something to do with what's going on now, in particular with Trump and the MAGA movement and America First and quite possibly what's going on with McCarthy. I don't know. We don't know yet. We're all going to wait and see. But, I feel very proud to be a part of that now that I look back on it. Then I was just thinking, you just do what you do. You know? But now I'm going, wow, this has some historical significance to it.
Well, it will be remembered for a long time. I think they got hijacked to a degree, but even on top of that, my problem with them as a whole was the fact that they would not put a hierarchy in place. When you were trying to get a hold of local Tea Party groups or regional Tea Party groups, they kept telling you they had no spokesperson,
nobody. It was total grassroots.
Nothing survives that way. You have to have somebody driving it.
Yeah, but since we had done nothing before that in terms of activism or, you know, fighting back, the Dems are, they've been doing this since Jump Street. So the fact that we didn't, it's not to our detriment. I agree with you. We probably should have had more things in place, but we didn't know. We're starting from the nitty gritty. So... Democrats have been doing this forever. We have a lot of catching up to do.
Oh, no kidding. All right. So let me see if I get your blood pumping a little bit here. All right. I don't know if you knew this. Well, let me give you an upbeat one first, then we'll do the other one. Governor Sarah Huckabee, she got sworn in the other day. It was great to watch that happen. And... one of the first things she did, banned the word Latinx from all government documents, government schools, and everything else. And she said, you know, it's ethnically insensitive, it's a pejorative language, no one in a government or a government official document should use it, and in speaking with the Hispanic community, you ready for this one? Over 90% of the people she pulled together said, they don't know what it means. They don't want to know what it means. And the ones who knew what it meant said, no, we don't operate like that. We have masculine and feminine in our language, and we're going to keep it that way.
Okay.
Don't you think it's right? No?
You know.
Well, I love hearing this to you, by the way. Go ahead. I'll listen.
Well, you know what? But I don't want to get duped into thinking. I think that there's probably more important things that she could have tackled first.
Oh, look at her. She tackled a whole bunch of other stuff, but this is one of those, like, in-your-face, like, okay, we're going to stop the woke stuff now, and here's where
it starts. That being said, exactly.
Okay, that being said, go ahead.
She gave a message that this woke silliness, and here's the thing, is woke folks always come out with stuff that they've never asked the people who they're talking about if this is helpful.
Amen.
If it's, you know, if it's a football team that has a name that, you know, is maybe a tribal slur, I don't know that they've really asked the tribe that. I never signed on to being called African American. Nobody asked me.
Yeah, but you can't. Yeah, but I I've been corrected for years. With some of my, yes, by the way, I do have other black friends other than you. I've been corrected for years from some of my black friends. Look, why do they call us African-American? My family's from Belize. My family's from this. My family's from that.
Right.
Isn't it funny how we take it with telling you what you should be called?
Right. And that supports what I was just saying. The left doesn't ask the people who they're purporting to defend, what's the problem and what would we like? They never ask us, what would we like, you know? I had an ex-agent when I was a writer in Hollywood, and he had a white writer who he signed on who was actually from South Africa. And he said, can I say that he's African-American? Like, that's an interesting problem. Yeah, no, I think that Latinx, I don't know where that came from. I don't know if
it came from the LGBTQIA 26 plus community.
But it didn't come from the Latin community.
No, it did not. They're not.
But they're so arrogant.
They don't want to hear it.
They're so arrogant. The left, the woke crowd is so arrogant that they don't think that they need to consult with the very people that they're saying that they're helping.
No, they're telling you what you should know.
Right. Well, we know that about the left. They're just so full of themselves that they think that they can tell us what we...
It's a holier-than-thou attitude, don't you think? It's kind of like you're too stupid to know better. We're going to tell you what's wrong.
It's racist. It's sexist. It's everything that they keep... Finally, people are coming out in the open and they're saying that the left accuses others of everything that they do. How many years have I been saying that? I'm exhausted already.
All right.
The left does massive projection. They are the racists.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. When it comes to systemic racism, they've got it cornered.
They've got it cornered.
All right. Jerry Nadler wants you to hear. Remember the little Weeble guy?
Where has he been? I miss his little round body.
Jerry Weevils, but he doesn't fall down. He can't fall down. He could roll, though. All right, so listen to what he has to say about this whole baby born alive issue.
Uh-oh.
The problem with this bill is not that it makes anything, that it is not that it provides any new protections for infants. The problem with this bill is that it endangers some infants by stating that that infant must immediately be brought to the hospital, where, depending on the circumstances, that may be the right thing to do for the health and survival of that infant, or it may not. That is the problem with this bill. It directs and mandates a certain medical care which may not be appropriate, which may be endanger the life of an infant in certain circumstances. That's why we oppose this bill.
I'm sorry. All right, I played that too late. I'm going to play it at the top of the hour when we come back, and I'm going to let you comment on it, because you're going to need time to digest this. I don't care who you are. Got to smoke some dope in between the commercials so you can understand what he's saying. Joe Bettini, your host. Joe Bettini, a lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.